Well, we just witnessed the Wexford Lady Footballers endure a sobering experience, Kate. They were beaten all ends up very early.
Yeah, and Liam, I'd have to say we didn't get off to a good start, and it really hampered us the whole way through the game. First quarter, they led 8-2, and by half-time, they had, in the next quarter, they beat us 1-6 to 1, and you put the two of them together, we had a mountain to come back at half-time, and we didn't really come out of traps in the second half. We couldn't have foreseen this. We definitely thought it would have been 50-50, and Westmead brought a different outfit today, and they really were, yeah, I suppose, awesome. They answered us at every corner. While we tried gallantly to really fight into this game and come back and a number of efforts, we had more wides. We had 7 or 8 wides. They had 3. I know it wouldn't have made the difference, but we had a few chances and we didn't make any inroads on their lead today.
And, you know, to be fair, a couple of the Wexford players really did stand up. You know, Shauna Murphy was very good. Katrina Murray had her moments. Roisin Murphy never stopped working for the team. Kelly Carney in the second half, maybe. Ashling Murphy up front, with just if she had a goal. She had a goal chance early, and if that had gone in, maybe, you know, she rushed it. But we were rushing everything we were doing. We showed a lack of composure, but maybe that's down to Westmead as well.
Yeah, I would pick up on what you said there, Liam. Our last two, like our last pass and our little bit of composure on our shooting probably let us down, and it didn't settle us today. Whereas their composure on their final pass and their kicking was excellent today. And I think it probably really stood to them last year's game against Meath, and then seeing Meath in the senior final today would definitely give you a huge confidence builder, and they rattled us early. They got out and got the first 3 scores before we got a point, and every time we got 2 other scores, but they answered them back. And look at what a performance by Westmead. You can't take it from it. But as I'd say to the Wexford girls, look at, they got to an All-Ireland, what a year they've had, and they have to, you know, take credit in that, I think, in like being demoted, heavily defeated early in the year, to turn it around and have wins all the way through and get to an All-Ireland final. I think that's exceptional in itself. Forget about today, they went out, they did their best, and they've done themselves proud this year how they've turned it around.
Absolutely, well, we take the positive, I suppose. Wexford have to take a positive. Not many positives to take out of the final result, Leona, but you know, there was some excellent performance, as I said to Kate. The reality is this is a learning curve, and maybe going up to senior mightn't be the right time, but surely the challenge now will be to try and keep Lizzie and grow this group and expand it, because there's a lot of excellent young talent there.
Yeah, there's definitely a load of excellent new girls coming through. Like Emma Tompkins came on, Jane Roster came on, Aoife Cullen showed what she could do there. You know, and there's plenty more girls that are actually out there as well in Wexford. I really, really hope that Lizzie will have the time to take this group of girls on, because she has done so much in such a short time for them. You know, and imagine what she could do if she had a full programme under her belt, if she could get them playing the way that she actually wants them to play. You know, and I think it's not the right time for them to turn senior yet. I know there's a lot of players out there that would love to be turning senior, but it's not the right time, I think, for this team. And I think that, you know, I would be hoping that they will grow from today's experience, they will learn from everything that they've done today, and that we'll see this team and follow this team strongly in the Intermediate Championship next year as well.
Absolutely. Well, Westmead, no doubt about the winners here in the All-Ireland Intermediate Final, and congratulations to Westmead. It's been a tough learning lesson for Wexford. They will learn from it. Lizzie Kent is a clever lady. I hope she will stay on. That will be the big challenge now. She's consoling one of her players down there as we look down on Croke Park. Thanks to Zurich Insurance. A big thank you to Kate and to Leona. And of course, next week, the junior Camogie girls will be back here with a great chance of beating Armagh, with 3 of the players back here. It's a great weekend for them. Let's hope that today's experience for 4 of them, let's hope today's experience won't counteract what they will try and achieve next week. But well, Westmead are the winners, Wexford are the losers. Hope you enjoyed us today.